Proclamation No. 0437 of 27th of May, 1938 Sacrificial Works and Works of Love. Always do only good, and you'll find recompense in me because you draw me closer to you with every good deed. It will simultaneously be given to your heart if you want to acquire divine grace in unlimited measure, only you must always combine love with every good deed. I regard only good works born in love. My dear child, how laboriously an understanding is often reached, that must make you think that your willingness is not always the same. In place of daily prayer you must also sometimes do an act of love, and the strength to receive will flow to you much more easily from this very work. What you people can achieve when you only want to practice love more actively, is so boundless, that you are already blessed by it on earth, but unfortunately you take far too little advantage of the opportunity to obtain such blessings. For the heavenly homeland you need so many works of love, because they help you there to enter the kingdom of God. Through love you will gain an advantage, but you cannot expect without works of love that the Lord speaks to you as a father speaks to his children, so pay attention to this. If you offer one sacrifice to the Lord out of love for him, you will also receive the strength to let others follow this first sacrifice, and your spirit, your faith and your confidence will be strengthened. You will love the divine Savior and will hear the words of love through him. But it must always be your heart speaking, it must be endeavored in recognition of the divine truth from extremely noble motives to stop the need and misery of your fellow man, it must always only seek to alleviate suffering, to give peace and to serve people on earth and always, the Father in heaven. Only he who serves, will become great in spirit, and he who exalts himself will be humbled. Only when you strive to serve yourselves in this way do you learn to know the power of love in all its effects. You are destined to be allowed to rule a kingdom. Administer and create on earth in moderation according to earthly needs, but take care of the soul without interruption. And so you also have to be uninterruptedly active in love because without this, no one can become perfect and also very little divine favor can be granted, but favor is so valuable for you and it is so difficult when you miss it, that you therefore have to acquire it through the works of love if you want that the Father in heaven to let you feel his love likewise. It will be a wide field of activity for everyone, if love is to be carefully cultivated and to produce the fruits that will be beneficial to us both on earth and in the hereafter. And now put yourself in God's care and trustingly place all your worries in his divine Father's heart. He will know how to comfort you and will not deny you his help. Amen.